is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Volunteer Host Army gathers at KBF. As the host of KBF's radio shows gathered at the New Millennium Church in Western Little Rock near the University of Little Rock campus, longtime DJs went back and forth trying to remember when we'd convened our last all-hands meeting of the host. I would venture 3 or 4 years, and others would swear it might have been 5. No one was certain, but it had definitely been a while. Memory plays tricks, calendars speak facts, unless it's coming from Justice Kavanaugh or something. In truth, it was January 2016, a bit more than 3 years ago, at the Central Arkansas Library System's Darrell Room. There were individual genre meetings with groups of hosts before then, but the last all-host before that was March of 2013, 6 months or so after I began managing the station. When I asked the 35 hosts in the room how many had been to an all-DJs meeting before, perhaps a half dozen raised their hands, which said two things. First, that many of the longtime hosts, of which there are plenty, did not bother to come. And secondly, that it was time to orient the new hosts, so it was good that we'd convened everyone. We began the meeting with a round of introductions, which were heartening. We had hosts from Sacred Gospel, from Speak Up, from Union Station, from World Music and Bannonauts, with its African emphasis, from the rock and new music shows like Shug Radio, and Never Mind the Morning Show, from Gray Matter and the Workplace and Community Voice. What a diverse and exciting team. The meat and potatoes of the meeting was the station's ongoing drive to be sustainable. Hosts shared tips on how to improve their performance on pledge drives, which are a steady source of a non-commercial station's revenue, but never enough. There was discussion about how to build underwriting partnerships and why that was important. The special item on the menu, though, and not surprisingly, was membership. Whether the shows pledged well or not, I wanted to deliver a message that everyone could recruit members of the station who would pay their dues and donations monthly. I announced the 20-member quota, and heads nodded, which isn't the same as agreement, but we'll work to make it so. Even at $5 a month, with 20 members paying monthly, the resources created would be huge for the station, and everyone has 20 friends, relatives, and neighbors, and that's not even counting their listeners, who should be their bread and butter. The trick is always the same. You have to ask. The other main item was an actually even more bitter pill. Finally, a long-delayed conversion to new programming and broadcasting software is going to happen. Our other stations did the changeover lickety-split, but change is hard when day-to-day you're used to the same old, same old. My announcement that I would pull the plug on the old software at the end of the year, come hell or high water, went over with a bit of a thud, and only two or three raised their hands to admit they'd already gone to the new programming. The proof will be in the pudding whether the hosts want more of these meetings or fewer. As a station manager, I love the opportunity to meet everyone in one place and have a shot at trying to get the volunteer army to march together towards the same battle station. Rather continuing to fire blindly or in a circle, that's got to end. This is Wade Rathke for questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.
This program is produced by WAMF 90.3 FM in New Orleans, Louisiana, and distributed by Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, a grassroots effort to produce public radio news and information serving the needs of low and moderate income working Americans by providing a platform for voices not commonly heard in mainstream media. For more information, please visit our website at affiliatedmediamovement.org.